On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the fact that National Library Week is April 7th through the 13th. And we have some wonderful people who will be able to talk all about that. From the Adrian District Library, we have Jen Rosinski, who is the director of the Adrian District Library. Jen, it's welcome back to the program.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Also, board member and treasurer with the Adrian District Library, Brandy Johns.
Thank you, Dale, for having us.
Oh, this is such a good way to promote the fact that National Library Week is so important, and that, you know, we should really take advantage when we have these observances to learn more about our local libraries, Brandy.
Yes, it is. So I have been on the board since June, but I have been a hardcore advocate for libraries. This is a place where you can go and just be you. You can get books, you can get DVDs, you can get crafting ideas, you can purchase books from the Friends of the Adrian District Library. You can purchase some books right there, and then just all of the programs, and you can just come as you are. You can do little kids all the way to big kids, and they have everything for everybody. And if you're not finding it on their shelves, just let them know, because it's National Library Week and National Library Day. Librarian Day, isn't it the 9th?
National Library Workers' Day is the 9th.
Workers' Day is the 9th. And these workers are phenomenal. Like, they're just phenomenal individuals just to have a chat with, and just to be whatever you need, they are there for you. So, let's celebrate our libraries, because they are a hub in our community.
Yes.
They are a perfect source to just come for information and just be. There's computer services. There's all sorts of different services. And we want to educate you on all of those different services.
And especially during this week, there's something kind of special, right, Brandy?
Yes, I'm actually super excited, because there are different. So anyways, it's called Drop Everything and Read. You just go in for 20 minutes and you just drop everything and read, and you earn a book themed sticker.
Come All right.
on, book themed stickers.
Yes.
They're also participating in library services. There's collections, resources, and there's a scavenger hunt.
Oh, wow.
So you can complete the scavenger hunt and turn in your form in for a chance to win one of several ADL goodie bags. These goodie bags are awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty neat, too. And, you know, I think it just makes more awareness of the National Library Week. And what really we were talking about before we went on air is how amazing that here in Lenawee County, we have so many libraries just in this county, Jen.
Yes, absolutely. There are 7 public libraries in the county. So everybody in the county is covered. And, you know, I would really just encourage everybody to check out your home library, because there's just a wealth of programs and services and resources that are offered. So.
Speaking of programs, you got some upcoming programs at the Adrian District Library.
We do. There's one in particular that I wanted to highlight in honor of April being National Poetry Month. We're going to have a spoken word poet, Caleb Rainey. He's award-winning. He's won several poetry slams. But he's going to be at the library on Saturday, April 13th at 1 p.m. and offer a program about the history of the spoken word. And he's going to go over some common practices and tips for people that might want to try out this art form on their own.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And they have somebody of his stature to be able to do this,
Jen.
Yeah,
we're excited about it.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Well, you know, there's some other things, not only programs, but there's a lot of services that the Adrian District Library does provide.
There are, and there are things that, a couple of things that I wanted to highlight and make sure that people are aware of. We do have a notary service available. We actually have 2 notaries now. One is bilingual and is fluent in Spanish, so if people need that service, it is available. I do encourage people to call ahead just to confirm that the staff person will be there.
Sure.
Because we're open actually a total of 56 hours a week, so we don't make our employees work 56 hours a week. So we just need people to call and make sure, or schedule a time to come down.
Sure, sure.
And then the other thing that I wanted to mention service-wise is our technology assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, we do try to offer classes here and there, but I know that doesn't always fit everybody's schedule. So if people need help with something, they can give us a call and we'll schedule an appointment with a staff member, depending on what their needs are, and help them, you know, if they just need to learn Microsoft Word, or if they're trying to do something like, file for unemployment, or those kinds of things. Like, mm-hmm. we can sit down if somebody's never used a computer and they're not sure how to do it. We can create an email account, help people create their email accounts if they've never done that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can help people when they come in, but if it's going to be an extended period of time, we just want to make sure that we can have an appointment scheduled so that we can devote the time needed.
Sure. Which makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only with those services, but also I know with all libraries, and especially with the Adrian District Library, that you've got some great resources too, Jen.
We do. We have a number of online resources. We actually just got a brand new one last week called Craft and Hobby.
No kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
So if you do need a library card for this, so feel free to stop in if you live in the city and we can get you set up with one. But there's a number of different courses and categories that they have. There's cake decorating, there's knitting and sewing, general crafts, woodworking, photography. And they have fitness videos, which I find kind of amusing, that fitness is a hobby.
Yeah.
We all strive to have
exactly right.
Hobby, yes.
Exactly. but there's, and then, you know, there are some others. We have a resume builder website. So if anybody is working on either, you know, like making a career change or needs some help in that, again, this is one, there's a link. If you go to our website, which is adrian.lib.mi.us, and click on the reference tab, and then databases is listed. That's where a lot of these resources that I'm talking about right now are.
Okay.
But Resume Builder is one that you have to create an account, but you don't actually have to have a library card to use that one.
Okay.
Consumer Reports Online is one that I'm not sure people are aware that we have access to. So if you are, you know, searching for... or shopping for a new car or a new appliance and you want to see reviews, we have access to that.
Oh, cool.
So that people can log in and see the different reviews.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah. That's excellent.
Yeah. Book Page is something that we have had available in the library in print copy. It's a monthly publication that showcases different upcoming books and in different genres, and we just got digital access to that now, so people can get on our website and view not only the current issue but back issues too.
Nice.
Yep. And then we have Weiss Financial Ratings, which is another one that I'm not sure, it doesn't get a lot of usage, so I just want to highlight that there are a lot of personal finance resources available through Weiss Financial Ratings.
Okay.
Again, through they get ratings on a number of things, like if you're shopping for insurance. A lot of people use it, I think, for insurance and mm-hmm. that kind of thing to shop those kinds of things.
Sure.
Access World News is a resource. You know, I've talked about the Daily Telegram archive that we have access to, and it's actually through this program, but there are other newspaper collections available through local, like the Toledo Blade is available, Ann Arbor News, the Detroit News, plus there's a number of other metro newspapers. There's actually hundreds of newspapers available throughout the country, like major Los Angeles Times, and then even international sources.
Oh, neat.
So it's a really, I like this resource for if you're interested in, you know, there's so many things going on in the world right now, current affairs wise, but you can get different viewpoints.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it's really, this one, I think it would be really good for schools too, if kids are doing projects on things and you want to get a different perspective on what's going on.
You know, good for those research projects.
Absolutely.
That they may be doing.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a one-stop that you just go to this website, you go through, and you know that it's credible, you know that it's actually from them.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And not from another source that is, you know, it's like question mark.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the final resource I wanted to mention is Melcat, which I think a lot of our users are, the people
that
who regularly use the library are aware of it, but some people may not know. If you visit our library and you cannot find an item that you're looking for, we do interlibrary loan through MLCAT, which is a statewide system where there's over 400 libraries that participate in this. So typically we can find it and bring it in from another library if it's something that we don't own.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's usually about like a week.
It can take
one to two weeks
is typical. It can take less time than that, and it can in some cases take more, but...
So if you're just getting done with a book and then you know that we don't have the next one mm-hmm. in your series, then right mm-hmm. before you're done, do call them and be like, hey, I need this book like now because I'm almost done and I can't do the cliffhanger. So just letting you, just give them, you know, and they're great. You can call them, you can go in, and they'll see if it's available and whatnot, and then they'll have it for you, and they'll call you and let you know when it's ready.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yes. Yes. It's a really great resource to have because no library can afford to purchase everything.
Yeah.
So it's a great resource sharing.
Yeah. You know, and that's what the main thing about what a library is all about, you know, information and resources.
Absolutely.
Right.
And,
yes.
You know, and that MLCAT is certainly a very indicative of that, being able to get those resources.
Yeah.
One more thing as we're kind of running down towards the end of the show already.
We just have so much to talk about.
I know.
So much good things.
Yes, it is. But, you know, that's what is good about, you know, bringing this awareness during National Library Week is what is so available through the Adirondack District Library, as well as other libraries in the county. But there's one particular thing that we wanted to highlight, and it's about a millage proposal that's coming up, Brandy.
Yes, so you heard about all of the wonderful, great services that our library provides. You, as the community, get the opportunity to renew the millage of the operation of this library. The vote is on May 7th, and it's only for the residents of the city of Adrian because of the service area that we provide. So, mm-hmm. like, if you're in Adrian Township and stuff, unfortunately, you do not get the opportunity to vote. So it's only city residents that get to vote. We are asking for a renewal for our current millage rate of 2.4187 mils and an increase of 0.0183 mils to restore our operating millage to the original 2.5 mils that was approved by voters in 2015. This is a 10-year millage from 2025 to 2034. 90% of the library's funds come from the millage, so it is important for us in order to continue operating and offering all of these free, wonderful services to our community to do so.
And the thing is that we'd be lost if we didn't have the Adirondack District Library.
Like, for real. Like,
yeah.
It is such a staple. Like, I'm part of the board now and whatnot, and I'm part of the friends, and just being able to see Jen on the daily and just being like, hey, how's it going? We talk about books more than that. Like, there's been so many conversations about a book that I hated. and I was like, don't talk about it. But it's just, but you get to go to a place where you can talk about, I love this book, and they love it too.
Sure.
And then if you hate this book, they might not hate it too. But they'll be all right. You know, we're equal opportunity book people.
Yes.
So, like, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah. So, but just, you know, just the community part of it and just the services they provide that are free, mm-hmm. from littles to bigs, and you can, you know, that scavenger hunt I talked about, there was one teen adult and then one for a kid. So you just have this different programs for, and then they just redid their youth finance, the youth area
youth
and stuff.
Area, yeah.
Oh, it's gorgeous. You need to go see it. It is phenomenal. So
So
they're just doing great, awesome things, and we need to keep them going.
Yeah. You know, and keep that, the ability to have that information and those resources available to the city residents here in Adrian. And let's make sure that you are going to consider this, and also make sure that it's part of your things that you do on May 7th.
Yes.
Is to go. But, you know, that's going to be on the ballot, so that people are aware of that. So great, you know, and if they would like more information about the Adirondack District Library, Jen, or even if they need to get a library card, how can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. If you need to get a library card, you just need to stop into the library, which is at 143 East Maumee Street in downtown Adrian. We're located right between City Hall and the police station. To get a library card, you just need a photo ID, and we need proof of current address. So if it's not on your ID, if you can bring a copy of a lease or a utility bill or official piece of mail, something like that, just to prove residency,
mm-hmm.
and we can get you set up with a library card. There's a short application that you fill out. And again, if anybody has any questions about anything, they can just give us a call. Our number is 517-265-2265.
2265. Okay, yeah. Very good. You know, Jen and Brandy, thank you so much for being in the program and to remind us and to make more awareness of the National Library Week, which is April 7th through the 13th. And if you're listening in any part of the county, that make sure you go and visit your library during this week and say thank you so much for being there. Absolutely. And also, you know, go to the Adirondack District Library to take advantage of all the great services they have there, too. So, Jen, Brandy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.